welcome back, everybody. It's time to ride along on the Pedego podcast. Join us as we talk to the entrepreneurs behind the e-bike revolution and the love stories of those just riding along. And today, well, we got a couple of interesting characters we picked up on the journey here today. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. They're the owners of Pedego, Boca Raton. Welcome, guys. Introduce yourselves.
Well, it's great to be here. Hello, yeah. Fun.
Absolutely. Hello, fun, everyone. I'm Kyle, and this is my dad, Grego. And we just passed our one-year anniversary in Boca Raton.
How about that? How about that? Well, we got a lot to dive into, because if I look at the journey that you've been on prior to this, I wouldn't have thought either one of you would have found your way to selling e-bikes in Boca Raton, but we'll get into that in a moment. First, I got to hear the story again.
Well, it's only because Don set the bar so low for allowing
It's Don. He allows anybody in, right? So, Grego, this doesn't have anything to do with Grego the Magnificent, does it, here? The Great Spanish Matador, is that true?
Oh, the Great Spanish Matador from the 70s. Yes, it is. Yeah, I had a poster on my wall with that guy staring at me. I was growing up, so I still have nightmares.
And your mother thought this was a cool name, and that's what she
thought. It was a great idea. That's right.
Perfect. All right. So it's not Greg. It's Grego. Grego and Kyle, father and son. Grego is a former aviator in the Navy. You were a lieutenant commander in the Navy. And then after that, a commercial airline pilot for 30 years. Is that true?
I know. I can't hold a job.
I guess not, right? You're always looking for next work here.
I've been retired for a year. Uh-huh. It's a wonderful ride. Very, very little turbulence, mostly smooth flying.
There you go.
Pedego, and it's been great. And the best thing is my co-pilot, we're tag-teaming for him to be captain here, of the shop and ship is Kyle. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to see how well he's doing, and I'm just very proud of him.
Well, I'm not surprised at all, because Kyle has a background in robotic engineering and was a top finalist at the first robotics competition, I guess, for multiple years. So all of this prepared you for what? E-bikes? How do you get into it from robotics and flying commercial airlines and Navy jets? Kyle, jump in. How the heck did this lead to e-bikes?
So I got heavily involved in robotics in high school and went to the world championship 3 times in a row, where I ranked in the top 4. Then I went to the University of Florida for industrial and systems engineering, trying to emphasize on the robotics for manufacturing.
Still not seeing the e-bikes in here. Okay, go.
Absolutely. So on my third year in, I decided to take a gap year, went out to spend it with my sister in San Diego. And one of the first jobs I got was an electrical technician for e-bikes. Because I saw the batteries and electric motors as the future of every industry, not just transportation.
Ain't it the truth, really? Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to have the knowledge of being able to disassemble, reassemble, and fix any problems that come up. And I absolutely fell in love with the industry. So I was lead electrician within a month of getting there, and then top salesman 7 out of 9 months I was with the shop, which was really cool. But it was interesting, because my dad thought I was going in the heavy robotic route.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
He was shocked when I took a job as an electric bike technician.
That doesn't seem like the next step in that career path here. Yeah.
It's a technical term, but I thought he was nuts.
Nuts is the technical term for what he had done here. I spent how much money to send him to school and to do all this so he can do what? He can repair e-bikes? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so I'm masked up, bumping into people in the hallways in Atlanta, Georgia, going through training on an Airbus 350, and it just dawned on me, well, somebody might have hit me in the back of the head with a 2x4. I'm not sure which, but point is that Kyle was slaying it out in California, and it seemed like a good opportunity. And when I asked him what was the best, hands down company, if I were to leave my airline company, and Kyle told me Pedego, so I'm going to let him take it from there.
Yeah, Pedego. Why Pedego? What has Pedego got? What's the secret sauce here that makes people so passionate about Pedegos?
Of course. So I actually didn't have much background in Pedego bikes when we first decided with Pedego. I actually worked at a store where we had 18 different brands of electric bikes.
That's what you would expect. I would think all bike stores, they usually carry multiple brands of everything. Yeah,
absolutely. Because every brand has its own niche that it fills.
Right.
And the really
ones for
great
off-roading, thing. Ones for city, ones for less expensive, ones rugged, has 80 billion horse, or I don't know, whatever they call them, motors and stuff and everything. Yeah,
absolutely. All the different varieties of bikes. Our biggest problem, though, was service. We had typically a 2 to 4 week wait for service, and we were getting yelled at all the time by customers blaming us for not being able to get components from these obscure manufacturers.
And most of these obscure manufacturers are what? They're making them in China or they're making them somewhere else, but they just get a big mass of them, they bring them in, they sell them. Maybe they consider to stay behind them, but by and large, you're kind of on your own once you get these products.
Absolutely, because it does vary. It varies from two guys who buys a crate from China, wants to flip them really quick.
Right.
And you'll never hear that burner phone number again. Or you know, some of them do actually have substantial businesses behind them,
sure,
and they can back you, but they're very few and far between, which is really what drove us towards Pedego. I mean, service, service, service.
That's what I hear all the time. And a model that I thought was going out of fashion, I got to be honest with you, of real dealers like the dealers in Pedego, Boca Raton, I thought we're moving all online. Why do I need real stores? Maybe for service. There's one answer. The two things that struck me about their model is we're the only store, or one of the few, that has a nationwide dealer network, dedicated dealers. They're into our product. They know our product. They're selling our product. And you can try it before you buy it. Talk about those two aspects.
Of course. Yeah. So it is. I'm a big believer in ride before you buy.
Yeah.
Or the acronym BOB, Butts on Bikes.
Butts on Bikes. Somebody else said that. I thought they were making that up.
Right. That's... Yeah. The hardest part of convincing someone to buy an electric bike is getting them to just take one for a spin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because once they do, they're ear to ear grinning and they can't have enough of it.
Everybody says that. They said, one guy said, it's almost like he can have a little stopwatch. From the minute they get on to when, watch this, 30 seconds, here comes the smile, boom. There's something that just takes over when you do it. I've seen it. I've ridden it myself. There is something fun. William Shatner was on the show. The captain, you talked about your son becoming captain. He was the captain for me growing up, the captain of the Enterprise. And he said the minute he got on one, he said, this is fun. I can do this. Even, I think he's like 90 now. Even at 90, I can get on a bike and do this. So that's certainly some secret sauce. But Pedego has figured out something that others haven't, because there's a passion for a Pedego that I don't see other brands carrying. Why is it that today, you just told me, after we get off of this show, you're going to go to some customer's birthday party. Hey, I know people that sell appliances or other things. Nobody calls them to say, hey, I bought my washer and dryer. You want to come over to my birthday party tomorrow? That doesn't happen. Why is it happening with Pedego? They're looking at each other like, we're not sure either. But
you know, I think it kind of goes back to the fact that the service industry was starting to go away.
Right.
And the fact that we're bringing it back, especially when things are so negative, it's nice for someone to have a community that's going to back them up. But we have group rides for our customers.
I think, see it. Now you're getting into it. You're making a community out of it. It isn't just I'm selling your product, goodbye. Next, there is a connection that you're getting. I hear over and over again. Now, this, we'll see if this rings true. I've had a number of dealers come on the show and tell me that people from other parts of the country stop into their store. Hey, I'm visiting Boca Raton. Let's go down to the Pedego dealer.
Well, that's very true. Absolutely. We get an influx of folks that have tried Pedegos elsewhere. They either buy here or they're going to they've rented from us and they're going to be buying elsewhere.
Yeah.
But it's rare that you find an industry or a business where, gosh darn it, you almost felt like you're a dentist in a way. You're selling smiles. Because
I like that. Yeah.
You know, for me, I bet people, when I put them on a bike or just before their initial rookie ride, right, where they're going to go on out there, and I'll bet them. Here I am, a Navy guy, but I'll bet them a buck. I'll say, if you can keep a poker face at the end of your ride, you've got a dollar bill waiting for you.
There you go.
Not a lot of money, but it's the principle that counts.
Right.
I have yet to pay off.
In a year.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
So you flew, I don't know if you want to name the airline, but you flew for a major airline, I take it, for a number of years?
Yeah. You know, I'd love to say You know, if one were to ask me if I flew for Delta Airlines, I can't deny
or confirm. Right. There's a rumor.
I was with Uncle Sam Airways for, better part of 9 years as a test pilot, and then came on over to, the airline that shall not be named, and had a great time. And so I've always enjoyed working with customers, et cetera. To me, attention to detail, doing things really well is very important. And customer service is extremely important. They had me training a lot of the first officers and a lot of the captains on how to better communicate with our passengers, et cetera.
Right.
And Kyle over here is, like I said, just picking up the ball and it's very little that I can contribute as far as some advice or counseling. He's taken it and blown it up to even a higher level. So,
but guys, you're selling e-bikes and neither one of you have even owned a store before. You're not 20-year bike execs here. You've come at this like every dealer that's been on the show. I don't think we've yet had a bike dealer on the show. I'm sure there's some out there, but the majority of them, I was a pro golfer. No, I was a bank president. Now today, a naval aviator. We had some other guy on from New Jersey, and he was a colonel in the Air Force and worked at the U.S. Embassy in Britain and started riding one to work and got hooked on it. I'm hearing people from very different backgrounds turning in new careers, second act careers, encore careers, maybe in your case, that extra career that you didn't think was coming. What is it about this that makes you able to do that? Because it sounds like, does the bike just sell itself?
It does. It does. Now, may I also add that Kyle interrupted my long-term goal was to be a lounge singer in Las Vegas.
Well, I cut it the way you're dressed. I kind of was guessing that.
Well, but, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, but the point is that he got me involved. I have never had so much fun. It's been a year working with my best friend.
Yeah.
And the product itself is amazing. It does sell itself. Again, we sell smiles, and that just so happens by way of a Pedego electric bike that mm-hmm. we're able to do so. But Kyle, do you have anything to add?
I think you hit it. I mean, it really is. You know, once you hop on it, all the memories of bike riding, going downhill on a bike it comes rushing back. And here in Florida, it's perfect just because we're flat, so we get the optimum range for the batteries.
I'll bet, yeah.
And it's nice to cool down on a hot day just by speeding up a little bit.
To cool down by speeding up. There you go. You got all these slogans here. I'm writing these down as fast as I can do it. All right. So what's it like working with your son? Because I have a daughter. I can't imagine being, it would be kind of a fun fantasy, but I don't know what we could do together. She's in one field. I'm in another here. Never the twain shall meet. Your son's in robotics. You're flying commercial airlines. That doesn't seem like father and son are destined to work together. And yet you are. You found a way. That's got to be pretty cool. Talk to me about working with your son.
Well, I had my best friend ever was my dad.
How cool is that? Yeah, okay.
In real estate, et cetera. So it was the bonding that I had with my dad, who has since passed away, that I wanted to rekindle and start up with my son, even though we've always been close. But I saw him going on a career path that was not going to, we weren't going to cross paths.
Never. No.
Rarely will we get to Las Vegas. So that was a joke.
Unless you're a lounge singer. We know you eventually going
to
end up there.
Yeah, we're going back to that. But the point is that my son, it was an opportunity to work with him. So I gave up my career to do so, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. This past year has been special. A lot of it has to do with the folks that we have walking in the door, the people we've met, the experiences that we've had. And it's nice during a COVID environment. This virus is everywhere, and everybody's
Everybody's isolated. We're alone. We're not connecting with anybody. And this is getting people back out in the world again and communing.
Right.
Yeah.
It means the world. And so when this opportunity presented itself, when I asked Kyle what was the best brand of electric bikes, he said Pedego after he did some research. And I agreed after doing some search. I mean, you know, you talk about passion. People's passion for the Pedegos was just
remarkable. Really amazing. Anybody listening to this show knows my weekly amazement because I didn't know about this community. I knew that e-bikes were growing. I assumed they're all kind of the same. I go online and see, well, no, Pedego really scores super high on service. And I start to understand why, because there's a dealer network. And then this dealer network isn't just a bunch of guys that, I don't know, we're just business people and or bike shop owners. It's people who came to this from some other point in their life, and they're doing it maybe not because they have to, but because they want to. Is that a fair statement?
That would be accurate. That would be very accurate, I think. Yes, I'm not sure what my third act will be after getting him going in his business.
Well, Lounge Singer, that's still out
well,
there.
Well, that's an option. Kyle here has developed quite the reputation for being an expert on electric bikes. We have a lot of folks bringing in their different brands, and of course, we do everything we can to help them out, but it's very, very difficult to do so. Kyle has the expertise, again, to work on them. It's the parts, et cetera, et cetera. So what we try to do is suggest that they try one of our Pedegos.
Yeah, right.
And
something
that
you know that you know this is quality, and you know you can stand behind it. You know the company's going to be here for a while. Hey, I'm sorry you bought this thing. Nah, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, but you know it's hard to get this part. Are the parts all interchangeable? I guess I would assume they just all use the same parts. So, gee, one bike's the same as another, or does Pedego have something different?
So, unfortunately, they all have different components.
They do. See, that's crazy. Yeah.
And it's not so much the motors that are different and the wiring, but it's the actual connection. So how you plug stuff in, it's all different, and you have to get it all to fit perfectly, which is the biggest difficult because there are thousands of different variations of all these individual electrical components.
Kind of like the early days of cars. You know, you go back to the 1910, 1920s when they're inventing cars. Everybody had a different way of doing something. There wasn't a standard way to build transmissions or engines or whatever. So the people who work on old cars, I'm told, there's a lot of variance between, especially some of them are steam driven and electric and this. They haven't even figured out if they're all going to be gas or whatever. Now we're moving to this electric. One more thing you said that I want to pick up on. Is the whole world going to be electrified here? Is everything from my skateboard to my scooter to my car seems to be the future? We seem to be on some sort of evolution, if that's a...
That's true. Yeah, that's. I think we are towards a more of an electrified environment. It's a. It's difficult to say. I think a lot of the technology and battery evolution is it'll drive the how far we're able to go as a society and
right.
et cetera. And if you can get it smaller, better, et cetera, the better it is. It's just, again, getting back to the point we were making when people come in with their different brands of bikes. It's very difficult when you have to tell them that they are essentially, they've got a large 50-pound paperweight
yeah.
in their garage.
Or a brick, as they say in the computer industry. Your computer, your laptop's now a brick.
Yeah. And they're electrified. You know, they're looking at battery technology that's older. When we're talking about that, and they may go 3, 4, 5, whatever miles, and then conks out on them.
Yeah.
And we're very fortunate that we have the battery technology that we have in our Pedegos, and it stands up very well to the competition. I have no problems at all ever when Kyle or I suggest that they go try out another bike or something else. Mm-hmm. I think the Pedego itself stands on its own as a superior product.
Well, they were one of the first. They're one of the biggest, and they've got certainly the biggest dealer network in the country. So that says something right there. And the fact that they can attract people like you guys, you say Don lowered the bar. Now, I think Don's raised the bar incredibly high. Don DeCostanza, who came up with this whole crazy thing, because he's attracting people that I wouldn't think I'd find in a bike shop. An airline pilot, a robotic engineer, as we mentioned others, pro golfers, bank presidents. I mean, these are, you know, quality, serious people that I wouldn't think would be running a local neighborhood bike shop. What's it like to go from flying airlines and running robotic competitions to having a neighborhood say, hey, Charlie, good to see you again?
And it's so much fun. And I also suggest that whoever's listening to this, if they're interested in opening up a Pedego electric bike shop,
sure, yeah.
is, to me, character matters, integrity matters.
Right.
And I wouldn't have gone into this business with my son if it not been for the great guy that Don DeCostanza is. He's fantastic. And as you dig a little deeper with his support cast, whether it's Cassidy or or Cynthia or Wendy.
Tom, some of the other people are early builders of this program. We've had a bunch of them on. And it's a little tribe he's built around him. It's a unique tribe.
Fantastic. And I would not have hooked my future to this project, if you will, this business model, had it not been for those guys. And Don's doing a great job. I mean, look at Carly, for example, who introduced us to. Right. They're just top drawer. And you can't knock that.
Well, Carly's famous. I mean, everybody knows that. So
I know. She's waiting for her invitation for Shaquille O'Neal. That's true.
So
that's
you correct. Guys, last thing for today, you know, even in Boca Raton, the famous are finding their way into the Pedego stores here. You had, I guess we're allowed to talk about this, you had, to me, here in Southern California, a huge superstar, literally a huge superstar, Shaquille O'Neal, walked into your store one day and did what?
Absolutely. So he actually didn't walk into the store. He called us over the phone line.
Well, that's even cooler. Hey, I think Absolutely. Shaq's on the phone. You're like, yeah, right. Okay, come on. Yeah.
That's what happened.
You know, I picked up with my normal spiel. Hello, fun. This is Pedego Boca. Kyle speaking. How can I help you? He's like, this is Shaquille O'Neal.
And you're like, okay, yeah, who's pulling my leg here?
I did a little chuckle thinking it's one of my friends trying to prank call the store. Right. And I was like, sorry, sir, who are you? Shaquille O'Neal. I still didn't quite believe him. He's like, would you like to FaceTime?
And oh, cool. Yes, please.
Absolutely. I'm thinking I'm calling his bluff. And he pulls up on FaceTime, and all of a sudden Shaquille O'Neal pops up on my phone. And I just kind of just got thrown back a little
bit. Yes, sir.
Cow. And within 2 hours, we had him in the store with a souped up trail tracker ready to ride. And it's been Shaqified.
Is there a bike big enough to hold 7 foot plus Shaquille O'Neal?
There is indeed, which is really neat. And we actually helped set up a few other 6 foot three plus guys on the bikes once they saw if Shaquille O'Neal can fit on a bike, I certainly can.
Hey, anybody Paul, this is the honest to God's truth. We are a magnet for great people.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think you're right. I think you're onto something. I hadn't thought of it. Carry on with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're on the back page of the Wall Street Journal. They're captains of industry. They may not be famous in the way Shaquille O'Neal is.
Sure.
But whether they're just a top-notch kindergarten teacher all the way up to, like I said, captains of industry, CEOs of many corporations, we're getting them in the door. And it's just remarkable the number of people that we're getting in there, and the smiles do sell. It's such a positive impact. And I don't know what's in the secret sauce that Don's put together here with this.
I'm trying to figure it out every week here. There's something magic happening here. It really is a movement. It's not just a bunch of guys selling some products. And next week they'll be selling, I don't know, pick something else here, hot tubs or something.
There's no doubt about that. Magnet.
All right. Well, you have drawn me to your store. How do I find you if I want to come down there and hang out with Shaquille O'Neal and ride with you guys here?
Absolutely. We're at 4400 North Federal Highway, Suite 156 in Boca Raton, Florida, 33431.
And give them our phone number.
Absolutely. That would be 561-677-2622.
And the next time somebody calls up and says they're Shaquille O'Neal, believe them. Yeah, exactly. All right. So and for those of us stuck on the West Coast, that we know it's so Florida's over there somewhere. I'm not exactly sure. Where is Boca Raton? It's north of Miami. Is that where it is?
Yes, we're in the southeast part of Florida, just above Miami.
That's a pretty that's a pretty ritzy community. If ritzy is still a word anybody knows, that's still a pretty upscale neighborhood, if I'm not mistaken here. This isn't the poor part of Florida here.
One would think, Paul, that upon reflection, that those folks might be a little different or because of their affluence. That is not the case.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm kind of getting at. Yeah, right. Exactly.
We are just so fortunate to have had the customers that we have and the ones that we look forward to welcoming into our store again. I can't emphasize this enough. The people have been just absolutely amazing.
Well, you're amazing. It's an amazing story again. I'm still scratching my head how Don finds you all and recruits you into this movement and how the bike takes off and attracts people. William Shatner was on the show the other day. He walked into a store in North Hollywood. Shaquille called you in your store here. You really are a magnet for the captains of industry. You're leading a way that I think a wave that's taking over. This whole e-bike enthusiasm is growing daily, particularly for people like me. I'm sorry, I'm people of a certain age here. I've been on a bike a long time. Maybe I need a little help along the way here. Or kids. I see kids riding the thing, or everybody. So I guess it's not one group or the other. But you guys are definitely leading the charge here in the e-bike revolution down there in Boca Raton. Give us the name of the store one more time.
We're Pedego Boca at 4400 North Federal Highway, Suite 156.
Okay, well, I'm getting on a plane and flying down because I want to go meet Shaq, and I want to go hang out with the crew that you're hanging out with here down there.
Absolutely.
Welcome.
Come anytime.
All right, thanks for joining us here. Well, folks, there you have it. Week in and week out, the most amazing stories of the dealers, the Pedego dealers, the entrepreneurs driving this revolution, and the love stories of those just riding along. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.